Similarly, if a movie star acting out some violent portrayal of a part and causes somebody else to do that, the karma comes back on them, the producer, the writer, the camera people, everybody shares a little bit of that karma. So that's kind of scary, fooling around with the law of karma.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up, because many people don't take responsibility for their actions, thoughts, words, and deeds. And I think that's a very important thing to bring up in the CD.
Yes, it's taking responsibility and knowing the consequences of the actions. Like no kid will ride a 50-foot wave because he knows the consequence of that action. Well, taking ice ruins the brain. That's the consequence there. You become a walking zombie eventually, or go to pre-room and board with Warden Neal at KCCC.
Yes, yes. And then also the influence, some of them actually do it while they're pregnant. So then you're passing this on to the other generation.
Exactly. Yeah. So this is an educational CD. Mm-hmm. And it's to go to PTA members, and in fact, 10 are going out to PTA members next week, and then they'll have a discussions about them. It's being supported with community funds too, which is nice.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Rotary Club and King Motor and other organizations.
Now, speaking about a vision in the future, I just started laying cement for this wonderful temple that you envisioned. What was the intent of actually having this temple on Kauai?
In India, there are many places of pilgrimage where you can... No one takes a vacation there. They go on a pilgrimage. Vacation to a citizen of India is something rather new.
It's very
so
American.
They go on a religious pilgrimage and they prepare for the pilgrimage. They take the children on the pilgrimage. And that's how the religion is taught with the people they meet along the way and so forth. So right now we have millions of people from India who are Hindus in the United States and in Europe and Singapore and Malaysia who cannot find their way around in India. Or it's too expensive for them to fly from New York to India. And their children have never been to India because they've been born in America, but they're of our religion. So we have created a place of pilgrimage here on Kauai. And even now, every day, we have three or four families from India or Guyana or of Indian origin or Malaysia or Singapore come to the monastery, and they're participating in building the temple. Funds are coming in from over 40 countries. Regularly, month after month. And so through the years, it'll be a place of pilgrimage. People won't live on the island. They'll just come to the island. And we have no living facilities, so they'll be in B&Bs and hotels in the Kapa'a side, probably. And then stay for a week or two, and then go back renewed and uplifted.